I want you to just raise your hands. Raise your hands all over this place and just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name this morning. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Can I get a witness from somebody? Lord, we love you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we can say, you know, people in the Bible days, they used to say, who but our God can save with a strong arm like this? And we can say that even today. From the testimony that we have heard, from the things that we have seen with our eyes, we give the Lord the praise and the glory. Now, Lord Jesus, so much joy and praise and jubilation here in this morning among your people. Let the joy of the Lord continue with your people. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise team, you may be seated. I've got a message that I still want to share today, so bear with us. You know, don't worry about, you know, anything. The Lord is going to bless your heart. Amen. Amen. Now, this morning, the house the Lord built lasts forever. Amen. So, I'm going to start here by telling us that you know that God is the ultimate builder. How many of you know that's true? Well, okay, you're going to find out. I'm going to bring some scriptures here to show you that the Lord is the ultimate builder. You know, and at the end, I'm hoping that you'll be shouting and you'll be excited when we show you something great that God is building that I want you to be a part of. Amen. Now, in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14, the Bible says, that whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, but God doeth it so that men should fear before him. Now, that could be a building, that could be something that he's doing or crafting, or whatsoever he doeth, it shall be forever. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only shall it last forever, but it's also beautiful in its time. In the same chapter, Ecclesiastes 3 and 11, the Bible says that God makes everything beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. And in the book of Genesis chapter 1 and verse 31, you know, you are going to have to go with me very quickly because I'm moving right along. The train is moving on. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Now, that's how God makes things. It's very good. It's beautiful in his time, and he is the ultimate builder. Praise the Lord. Now, one of the things that God said, the Lord himself, he spoke it point blank. He said, I will build my church. Now, that's Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. Now, you know, the devil, he'd like to, if he has something to say about the church, but Jesus already put this out. I will build my church. And Jesus is the one that's building that church. Amen. You know, there are many paradoxes in the story of Jesus. One of them was this very verse right here. You know, because, you know, they said, you know, is this not the son of the carpenter? You know, and are his mother's not here with us? I mean, his mother and his brothers, you know, Judas and Jose's and all these people, are they not here with us? Is this not the son of the carpenter? You know, so, And then when Jesus came and said, I will build my church. They already thought that he was a builder anyway, since he grew up in the home of a carpenter. So everybody looking for a building that Jesus is building. Well, it is a building nonetheless, because he said, I will build my church. But it's not a building that is made of mortar and clay and windows like this. Amen. It is a different kind of building. You know, but people get so, you know, carried away with the physical building because they say, oh, I'll build my church. So people begin to build great temples and all of these things. That's not his church. The living God, the Most High, creator of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in buildings made with hands. But he dwells in a building that he himself is building. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to share some scriptures with you today quickly just to show you how great a builder God is. Then I'll tell you something else as well. So let's look at some of the things that he is doing to show us, you know, how great a builder he is doing. When he builds this church, he said, I will make this church a glorious church. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 26 and 27, he said that he may present it to himself. See, cleanse it with the washing of water by the word and make it a glorious church, to present it to himself, a church that is having neither spot nor wrinkle nor any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Can you say amen? And that's the destiny of the church. That's what the church is going to look like when it's all said and done. It's going to be a glorious church. It's going to be without spot. And it's going to be without wrinkle. And it's going to be holy. And it's going to be without blemish. We invite everybody to seek to be a part of that church. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at some of the things that depict the Lord God as a great and the ultimate builder. Psalms 127 and verse 1. Except the Lord build a house. Amen. Hello. The laborers, they labor, but in vain. And except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh in vain. Now, so the Lord, he's the one that knows how to build that house. Now, you know, you can build that house and so forth like that. But right here, at this point blank, this scripture tells us, if it is not the Lord that's building it, the laborers are laboring in vain. You know, so keep that in mind. Now, we know also that, you know, every house is built by somebody, you know. But he that built all things is the Lord. You'll find that in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4. You know, he compares, you know, Moses, and he compares the ministry of Moses with the ministry of Jesus himself, you know. And he's talking about, you know, how great, how much more superior, you know, the ministry of Jesus is compared to that which Moses brought. You know, that God is the ultimate builder of all things. Hallelujah. Now, in the book of Hebrews, I'm going through these verses very quickly. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10, we're talking about Abraham, you know, how he had faith and he knew that God had something better for him. And the Bible says right here that he looked for a city. And I'm going to be reading something to you at the end of this. He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now, there is something that he is building, folks. You know, the parallel, you know, the church is paralleling what Jesus Christ is doing and is building. He's building something in heaven, soon to appear, and he's building something right here on earth, you know. And at one point in time, the two of them will, you know, merge, you know. And he said in John chapter 14, he said in verses 2 and 3, you know, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, you know. And if it were not so, I would have told you. But I am going to prepare a place. There is something that is preparing, folks. Jesus is preparing something unique and extraordinary. And it is soon to appear. I go to prepare a place for you. And when I have gone, I will come back and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be there also. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Now, there is a building that is, you know, built by God, whenever God builds something, you know, when I say building, I'm not talking of, you know, four walls. I'm just saying anything that is being built. Anything that's being built by God is great. And it also lasts forever. Listen to this. In Psalm 102 and verse 16. Psalm 102 verse 16. He said, look, when the Lord will build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Amen. So you see that God is in this building business. He's in the business of building his people. Is it the business of building up Zion? Well, there's two kinds of Zions. You know, we are that spiritual Zion. You know, Bible says that you are not come unto all these kind of things and so forth. But we are come unto the heavenly Mount Zion. You know, so there's a spiritual Mount Zion. But when God will build up Zion, he's going to appear in his glory. So I'm bringing these scriptures to show you how God is the great and the ultimate builder. Now let's look at a promise of what he said in the last times. In the book of Amos chapter 9, verse 11. This same promise is quoted in Acts chapter 15 and verse 16. Let's start with Amos 9 and verse 11. In this prophecy, he says, in that day, that's a day like this, that I will raise up, hallelujah, the tabernacle of David that is fallen. Well, you know, praise is gone from praise and joy withered from the sons of men right now, you know, because of whatever is going on, you know. But the Lord said, I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and I will close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the old days. Hallelujah. He's going to build something unique, folks, and you better be a part of it. Amen. Now, in the book of Acts chapter 15 and verse 16. One of the apostles, you know, when he was speaking on, you know, how are we going to respond to the Gentiles, whether they should do this and that, circumcision and so forth, you know, he rose up and he gave his, you know, summary of the thing. And he said, look, after this, he's quoting the same scripture, after this I will return and I will build again the tabernacle of David, which is falling down. And I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up. Why? Listen, read the next verse. Why is he going to do all these things? That the residue of man might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, that doeth all these things. Praise the Lord. Now also, when God builds a marriage, it's a beautiful thing. Can somebody say amen? Yeah. When God builds that house, which sometimes we call marriage today, it's a beautiful thing and it lasts forever. And I personally, I am a living testimony of that. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I want to ask my wife to come up here quickly. This is, you know, I'm just going to give this. She didn't know I was going to do this. But God built this marriage. And it is lasting. Hallelujah. It is beautiful. You know, when God builds something, it lasts forever. Hallelujah. And it is beautiful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for my wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. So God built this 44 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. And the house is still beautiful.
The house
is still going strong. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever.
Amen.
The devil can't tear it down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
All right, you may be seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just wanted to honor my wife. It was our anniversary sometime this week. I know many of you sent wishes and all that, you know. But, you know, as I began to think of that, and God gave me this message, I said, look, everything that God's building, it's not only beautiful, but it also lasts forever. Amen. It lasts forever. Now, I've got news for the devil. You can't put hand, you know, and snuff out the light that God sparked. Amen. Jesus said one time, he said, look, I am he that openeth, and no man can do what? No man can show. And I can tell you something too. The Lord, I'll say this on behalf of the Lord, that the Lord is he that buildeth and no man teareth down. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. When the Lord builds, it lasts forever. Hallelujah. And not only does it last forever, it is also beautiful in its time. Praise God. And I am a testament to that. You know, my wife and I, many, many years, you know, as a matter of fact, I have lived exactly two-thirds of my life, I have lived it with my wife. Amen. Because I was only 22 when we were married. And today, I am 66. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And those years, many of those years were beautiful in the ministry. You know, God showing his great hand and all the things. And we seeing the greatness and the goodness of God. Amen. Now, but I want to switch that. I just wanted to bring that one in, you know. But I want to switch that because that was actually what formed the basis of this message when I was thinking about what a beautiful thing God has done in our lives. You know, but I want to switch that and show you a city of absolute beauty. I want to show you a thing of absolute beauty that God is crafting. Hallelujah. And we want you to be a part of it. Now, if you're watching on television, we're coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And this is GMI Church. But if you're watching live or watching later on, we want you to be a part of this great thing that is about to appear. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is the center of attraction. From Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Jesus. It's not even exactly about the church. It's not even about the bride. Some people think it's the bride. No, it's about Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not about the bride. It's not about the elect. It is about Jesus. But Jesus is the one that elevated the bride. Hallelujah. And made the church to sit with him in his same level. Hallelujah. And he said, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And as I am set with my Father in my throne, so will I make those overcomers to sit with me. Even in my throne. Hallelujah. So Jesus, he doesn't put his wife down, the bride. He raises her up. Neither should men put their wives down. They should raise the woman up. Hallelujah. Raise the woman up. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, I will make you just like me. He said, look, it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that one day we shall be like him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now turn with me and I'm going to try to read the entire chapter, or at least most of it. And I want you to help me in the back there, go through it very quickly to see how we can do this. I want to go through this very quickly. But I'll stop and bring out some viewpoints. Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to try to bring out some viewpoints here. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem. Are you with me in the back there? I'm reading Revelation chapter 21. And I'm now in verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them. And he shall be their God. Now listen to this next verse. This is a great promise. This one is worth the price of admission. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow. Nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. Now you are in pain today. You are in sorrow right now. I was telling somebody, you know, when we were in the outreach yesterday, I said, well, look, you know, you may be in pain right now, went to the homeless shelter. You may be in sorrow right now, but there is a promise. And if you can unite with God, you will experience it the same with anybody else. Hallelujah. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. I mean, this is something glorious that we're looking forward to, you know, and he said, and he began to tell him, he said, look, he that sat upon the throne said, behold. Now, this every time I read this, my goodness. Behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah. You know, and he said unto me, write. I want you to write this down because these words are true and they are faithful. Now, if you say, well, maybe the Lord is going to do it, or maybe the Lord is coming, or maybe it's not going to happen. No, these words are true and faithful. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 6, it is done. Woo! I am Alpha and Omega. Now, when he puts that signature on it right there, folks, that's it. I am Alpha, the beginning. And the Alpha is moving into the Omega. You know, I am Alpha and I am Omega. The beginning and the end. Don't you forget it, folks. Only one person can say that, you know. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. If you thirst today, come unto Jesus. He will give you of this water of the fountain of life freely. Now, freely. Now, there's no price to this. We're not going to. You, nobody can sell it to you. If they tell you to come and bring $1,000 or this, or give you some holy water and buy it, and that's nonsense. He will give it to you freely. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Water of life. Freely. Jesus said, freely you have received. And what? Freely give. Now listen to this. He that overcometh, shall inherit all things. And I will be, now you can start prophesying that right now. Just like Abraham changed his name to Abraham and said, I will be the father of nations. You can start prophesying that by the grace of God, I will inherit all things. Amen. I will inherit all things. And I will be his God, the Lord said, and he shall be my son. Oh, isn't that such a comforting promise? Hallelujah. That's the end, folks. If you pick up a book in the bookstore, and you want to read the epilogue, you want to read the end, this is the end, folks. Jump fast forward to the end. I will be his God. And forever, he will be my son. Hallelujah. Woo! Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Thank you, Jesus. And that is something that God is preparing for you. You know, but the abominable and the fearful, you know, and the whoremongers and the murderers and all liars and so forth, they shall have their part in the book of, in the lake of fire. We're not talking about that today. But we're talking about the redeemed of God, the elect. Listen to what he said. He said, come hither, verse 9. Come hither, and I will show you the bride. My, my, my. I will show you the Lamb's wife. And he said, come, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something that's going to take your breath away. Yes, it is breathtaking, folks. I'm going to show you. Now, remember, God is the ultimate builder, and he's building something. You know, people like, you know, people like the, you know, when I was getting married, I mean, I was a young man. I wasn't very rich. I was just a student, you know. But I love my bride then to be adorned. And today, I'm adorning my wife with all kinds of good things. Amen. Praise the Lord. So Jesus is adorning the bride with all kinds of good things. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And this is a wedding present for the bride, folks. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is building that bride a beautiful place. Oh, are you going to be there? Make sure you have your seat reserved. Amen. Listen to this. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Remember, he said, I will show you the bride. Now, I don't have a time to preach deep into this, but everyone that makes it into that city is part of the bride. Because he said, come, let me show you the bride. And when he was showing him the city. So that means everybody that makes it into that city, you know, I don't care what theologians tell you, but everyone that makes it into that city, they are part of the bride. Now, listen to this. That city coming down from heaven, you know, from God, having the glory of God in verse 11. And her light was as a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone. Now, listen to this. I am going to read out to you the rarest metals in the world. You know, some names you can't even pronounce. You know, but by the anointing, I will pronounce those names. You know, and, you know, the rarest metals, how this, the streets are paved with gold. Hallelujah. Now, he says, look, you know, the light of that city coming down was like a stone most precious, even like jasper stone. It was clear as crystal. And verse 12, he says, look, you know, he's got a great wall and 12 great gates and so forth. They're written the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. So that's the Israel on one side. You know, so God's going to bring Israel in there. Praise God. Praise God. That's right. And then he's going to also say, look, and then in verse 14, he talks about the foundations, 12 foundations, the apostles of the Lamb. That's the church right there. They represent their church. He's going to bring the Israel. He's going to bring the church. He's going to bring everybody in there, you know, that he has redeemed by the blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, as he began to talk to him, you know, gave him the measurements. He looked at the measurements of the city. I'm not going to go into all that and so forth. But let's look at verse 18. And the building of the wall of it. Now, remember, this is something that God is building. The building of the wall of it was of jasper. And the city itself was pure gold, like unto clear glass. The foundations of the walls of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. Well, there's about 12 of them that he began to list here. And listen to all these precious stones. And if you want to do some research, go find out about these stones. Precious stones. Hallelujah. The first foundation was jasper. The second one was a sapphire. The third one was a chalcedony. The fourth was an emerald. Hallelujah. The fifth was sardonyx. And the sixth was sardius. The seventh was a chrysolite. My goodness. Wow. The eighth was beryl. The ninth was topaz. Oh my. The tenth, he said, was chrysoprasus. Hallelujah. Oh my. And then he said, you know, the 11th was jacinth. And the 12th was an amethyst. Now, these are some of the rarest metals, and God is going to adorn that city. Man, it is going to be a sight for the ages. Amen. Hallelujah. And he says, look, all the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. But this is the most beautiful. I'm going to read to you of all of that adornment and so forth. Verse 22 is the most beautiful part of the whole story. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And I saw no temple there. There was no church building. There was none of this stuff. Because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Hallelujah. Now put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Now, if you let your denomination or the place you go to church keep you from this building or this city, you're going to really miss out. Because there is no church. There's not going to be any name. It's not even going to say GMI Church. Neither is it going to say Methodist or Anglican or any of that stuff. It's the only thing there is going to be the Lord God Almighty. And the Lamb itself will be the temple of it. No need of any temple. Do away with that stuff. The real thing is here. Amen. Praise the Lord. All this stuff that we are doing right now is just a shadow. And don't let that shadow keep you from the real thing. Some people are so glued to their church and so forth like that. You know, don't worry about that. Go, you know, that's okay. Jesus acknowledged the church, but that's fine. But, you know, the real thing right here, when it's all said and done, Jesus Christ himself be right in the middle of it. Amen. And he said, look, and the city had no need of the sun. This is the most beautiful part of it. The city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it. And the Lamb, folks, is the light of it. Hallelujah. Woo! If that doesn't give you goosebumps, I don't know what will. The Lamb is the light of it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the nations of them that are saved. Now, nations, not just one nation, not just Israel. Nations, folks. The nations of them that are saved shall walk in the light of it. The kings of the earth, you know, now there are some people that will be in that city, but there were some others on the perimeter that's not there. But though even those people that are not there, they will be enjoying the light of it. Amen. Didn't Jesus say you are the light of the world? You know, they will bring their glory and honor into it. You know, they shall bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day. The gates shall, do you know that it is nighttime that they shut the gates? They shut the gates in nighttime. But this, in this place, the gates will not be shut at all by day. Because there will be no night there. Hallelujah. Praise God. One time, I taught on the light series. You know, light and death. You know, they're on different, you know, ends of that spectrum. Light is on this end with life. Death and darkness is on this side. Now, if you remove darkness, there will be no more death. That's right. And if you remove death, there will be no more dark. These two things go together. You know, the only reason we count night and day now is because God put a division between the night and the day. In the beginning, he said, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Because he allowed the sun to go up and down and all that stuff. When he removes all that, you will not be able to tell the beginning of the day versus the end of the day. And he rose into eternal life. Hallelujah. There'll be no more counting of days. You won't see any days, because the only way you can count a day is when the night goes down. Then you know the one day has finished. Then the dawn dawns again, and you start another day. When that's removed, it will just be always. Hallelujah. Always and timeless in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And he says, and there shall in no wise. Listen to this, folks. And here is my challenge to everybody this morning. There shall in no wise enter into that city anything that defileth. Now, if there's anything that's defiling in your life, Jesus himself said, look, if your right eye will cause you to miss this place, better pluck it out right now. If your left hand will cause you to miss this place, better cut it off right now. Because it is better for you to enter into the glory of this life that's coming. Maimed or halt, but he's going to do something to fix that too, you know, than for you to go having everything and be cast into hellfire. That's not our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me tell you this. This is the last part of it. It says, look, anything that maketh a lie. So we got to get rid of all lies in our lives. Amen. You know, anything that's all that, no, get rid of it. Now, you know, but he said, only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Can somebody say hallelujah? Oh, I'm not hearing you, folks. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. If your name is in that Lamb's book of life, I want to hear you say, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. You know, Jesus one time, he sent them out two and two to cast out devils and do great things. And they came back and they said, Lord, oh my goodness, the devils were subject unto us. And Jesus said, is that a fact? You know, he said, look, the devils being subject to you, that's not the reason why you should be shouting the glory. The reason that you should be shouting and praising the Lord is because your names. Can somebody say my name?
My name.
Oh, no. No, I want to hear it. Somebody say, my name was written in the book of the Lamb before the world began. That's before the world began, folks. Before there was any devil, before there was any sin, before there was any confusion, before there was any darkness, your name. Because the Lamb was already slain, even before the world began. And God took the Lamb's blood. And he wrote your name indelibly. Hallelujah. Now the only thing that will make your name to be blotted out of that book. Oh yeah. Now he can block some names out of those books. He told Moses, Moses said, blot my, no. Blot said, no, I'm not blotting your name. But whosoever sinneth and does not repent and walketh away from the Lord and becomes a, what you call, backsliding is even, it's a small thing. But when they go into apostasy, you know, then they're gone. They're gone. You know, and he said, those will I blot. But the Lord is married to the backslider, folks. Hallelujah. If there's any backsliders in here this morning, you don't think that your life is up to par. You are exactly the one that Jesus wants. Amen. Jesus said, look, how many of you, if a man has 100 sheep and one of them is lost, will he not go after it? And so forth. And when he has found it, shall he not rejoice? Therefore, he said, I say unto you, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner that comes back home. And yesterday I told somebody the story of the prodigal son. This young man, 22 years old, already on the street, and he was saying all kinds of things. And I said, look, and I told him the story of the prodigal son. And I said, God is waiting for you to come on home. Amen. Come on home, folks. Now, lift up your hands here this morning. Now, don't be like the one that said, I'm not like that Pharisee. I mean, I'm not like those Republicans or whatever. You know, I fast twice a week. I do this and I do that. I am the elect and I'm the bride. I am the this and that. Whatever. Jesus didn't argue with him. But his prayer went nowhere. Because he was full of himself. But the one who cried unto the Lord and beat upon his breast and would not even so much as raise his head and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Because I'm a miserable sinner. The Bible says he went home justified. If that's you here this morning, hallelujah. Make it right with God. Thank you, Jesus. If there's somebody in the house today or watching on Facebook Live or later on by YouTube or wherever else you might be listening, and if you are in the house with us today, make it right. Now, you are all here a few minutes ago dancing and rejoicing and so forth. So don't say you can't come out and pray. You already did that. Well, I want you to make it right with God. You're not going to confess to me. You're going to confess to the Lord. Come on down. You know, don't let this thing pass you by, folks. Because I tell you, there is nothing in this world that is permanent. All these things will be gone. And when that beautiful city is coming down from heaven, I'm going to step down here. And if you want to join me, come on down. Hallelujah. Make your salvation and election sure, even this day, in the name of Jesus. I want everybody that says, Lord, I want my name in that book. I want my name that was in that book of life. I know it was there, but I want to be a part of that city. I want to make sure. The Bible said, get rid of everything else and come just as you are. Just as you are. Just as you are. Just as I am without one plea, oh, death, thy blood was shed for me. Just as you are, folks. Don't wait to be all cleaned up before you come to the Lord. You will never be good enough for the Lord. You will never be clean enough for Jesus. But Jesus is the one that can make you clean. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. And even now, the Bible says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. We have an advocate with the Father. He will cleanse you. He will make you new again. Don't miss this great thing that God is building. He is the ultimate builder. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again when it is all finished. And I will receive you unto myself. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want everybody to lift up your voice and call upon the name of the Lord. Whether you are out here, whether you are in your seats, call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. And say, I want to be in that place. I want to be a part of that glorious city where there will be no more death and no more pain. Where God's going to wipe away all my tears. Where God's going to wipe away all my sorrows. Oh, Rashendere Makaru Basali. Rialava Hundis Keri Matori Shatali. Razondi Arahaiki Matova Rakashu. Kashuri Vaseta Lubaraiki. Re Mosotalai. Yes, O teach. Sabundi Arahaliki Shara. Yes. And the Lord said, come and let us reason together. Hallelujah. Though your sins be as scarlet, kasheri labos sandarabai, they shall be like snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be made white as wool. And I will remove from you as far as the east is from the west, even that sin nature. And I will put my spirit within you. And I will write my laws in your heart. And I will be your God. And you will be my son. And if you overcome, you will sit with me in my throne. Even as I overcame, and I am set with my Father in his throne. And the overcomers, they shall overcome the devil by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And they will not love their lives unto the death. The life, the promise of life that Jesus gave, you put it back on the altar. Jesus said, if any man will love his life, he will lose it. But if any man will give up his life for my sake, he will gain it again. If you will love your life, and if you do not take up your cross daily and die daily and follow him, Jesus said you will miss it. But if you take that promise, the glorious promise that we read today, you must put that promise back on the altar. And the way you put it back on the altar is to die daily. To take up your cross. And to follow him. And when the devil tells you, come down from the cross, you stay on the cross. I am crucified with Jesus. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. But the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me. Rindes Kori and Abasholia. And gave himself for me. Hallelujah. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender to Jesus, I surrender. To him I freely. Karashendara Masur. I will ever, Lord, and trust in His presence daily. And Jesus say, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In Jesus' mighty name. Can somebody say glory to God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now those of you that came out for prayer, I want our SWAT team to take notes and go meet them and assure them of the love of God. Amen. The love of God. Oh. Lift up your hands and just thank Him. Thank Him. Lord, we thank You for the love. You know, the Bible says, he that is forgiven much, loveth much. Those who are righteous, their sins were so little, they probably wouldn't love the Lord too much. But I know He forgave me so much. Woo! And that's why I love Him. I love You, Lord. Help me to walk worthy of that love. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now I'm going to pray over you. I thank God for the offering that you have brought so willingly into the house of God. The Lord bless you. Multiply back unto you in the name of Jesus. But I'm going to pray that you will remember that God is the ultimate builder. And if you let Him build your life, or let Him build your marriage, let Him build anything that you are building, your business, whatever it is, put it in His hands. It's going to come out beautiful in His time. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for Your people here today. As You are building us, Lord. Bible says, built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. We are being built up into a holy habitation of God through the Spirit. Lord, make me a lively stone. Make me a lively stone in that building. Hallelujah. You know, they write the names of people on the, you know, the streets of fame and so forth, the walk of fame. But it's Your name written. Hallelujah. And I will give unto him that overcometh a new stone, a white stone with a new name written. And no one will know it except he that receiveth it. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling. Somebody raise your hands and say amen. Amen. Unto him that is able to present us unto himself. It's not an apostle that's going to present you. It's not a prophet that's going to present you. Jesus is going to present you unto himself. Unto him that is able to keep us from falling. That is able to keep our body, soul, and spirit blameless. Holy unto his appearing. Unto him be glory in the church. Unto him be praise. Unto him be adoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he cometh, folks. He cometh with thousands and thousands of his saints. And they that are with him, they are called. They are chosen. And they are faithful. And he will do it. He that has begun this good work, he will finish it in us. and he will bring us home. And somebody said amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, pronounce this benediction for yourself. And surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the presence of the Lord. In that place, folks, it's going to be the glory of the Lord and of the Lamb. I will dwell in that place forever and ever. And everybody says, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have a great week, everybody.